So dermatologists are saying if you've got a sunburn, it's okay to take ibuprofen as a way of dealing with the pain, I guess, from that and to deal with the symptoms from it. But don't take it before you go into the sun.
Well, they're saying that, but what they're also referring to in this story is that they've been doing research at King's College London, and there was a study published in Science Translational Medicine saying, you know, the medications that we have right now to treat sunburn, which is really a radiation burn from ultraviolet B light, is not really well managed by just the medications that are available right now. And so they did a study, it was a biomedical research study with the intention to see if there's any other medications that could be developed to treat it. And they found that by exposing people to a small patch of their skin to ultraviolet B light, they found that there were over 90 different chemicals that were produced responsible for, in part, creating the pain response and inflammatory response. And they found that was one that was mostly responsible to cause this. They took this particular compound and they injected it into rats and found that the response the rats had in terms of pain and the inflammatory response to the skin was exactly the same as you would see when exposed to ultraviolet light. In this case, the rats weren't exposed to this ultraviolet light and they had the same response. So what this means is that this particular compound, it was a protein that they found, and they gave it a name of CXCL5. That's just the name that they gave this. And they said, now that we know the protein, we can potentially develop an antibody or a medication that blocks that protein. In fact, that's what they did with regards to the rats. They blocked this particular compound from reacting, and the pain went away. So what we're looking at now is not only just for sunburn, but these particular compounds that the body releases in response to pain can also be related to the pain from osteoarthritis or cystitis. And given that you have approximately 1 in 5 people suffering from some sort of chronic inflammatory condition in our society, this can amount to another way to try and treat pain without having to use opioids or medications that have a lot of side effects, where you can actually target the medication towards the specific compound, alleviating the inflammatory response and the pain associated with it. So it's pretty neat biomedical research, still very early, but a very different way to try and approach the problem.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.